Hello, everyone. This is Sky Sports Radio and our podcast preview for Saturday racing. And we're back at Rose Hill. And as we record this on Thursday, the track is a good four. And form analyst Paul Joyce is joining us. Hello to you, Paul. And isn't it terrific to be back in Sydney on a track like that?
Yes, Andrew, sure is. Obviously, we got a good track at Hawkesby last Saturday for their standalone meeting. We found a couple of great winners there. And getting back to a good track at Rose Hill, look, no reason we won't find a few good winners, but I'll tell you one thing. If we get the quaddie, it will pay well. We've got four races here with huge fields, plenty of chances. And if we happen to tiptoe our way through the minefield and get to that last leg, I think we'll have a ticket going for a lot of money. So I'll be playing the quaddie. Don't have to put too much on, and you could get a big result.
Let's hope it's there for us. Let's look at the first leg of the quaddie, race six on Saturday at 2:45. As you say, a benchmark 72 race and 17 at this stage down to run.
Yeah, obviously, look, pace, you'd expect it to be on with such a big field, some speed horses drawn wide, such as Dreamforce and Pirate Ben. So the pace should be good. The horses should be coming from everywhere late. It should be one of those races where you've got them spread across the track with 200 to go. Obviously, the first leg of the quaddy, I've gone wide to get us through this leg. So we've got five runners. So just jot these down. 14, 5, 2, 4, and 9. So 14, 5, 2, 4, and 9. We'll whiz through them. 14, level 8 is my top pick. You're getting well into double figures about this Peter and Paul Snowden trained four-year-old gelding. He's a last start winner. It was only a class one at Newcastle, but he carried 59.5. He was strong to the line. He's only fairly lightly raced, 12 starts. He's been in the money on 10 occasions. And it's probably worth noting that five of those six starts on good tracks, he's finished in the top three. So he'll like the conditions. He maps beautifully off a soft draw just to trail the speed. So I think he's the galloper that will be in the right position to win the race. So number 14, level 8, worth an each-way ticket at double figure odds. The 5, Via Napoli, caught the eye first up on a heavy track at Randwick. She'll improve plenty on top of the ground second up, as she always does. And she's got 2 kilos off for James Innes Jr. Another one that's got that nice soft draw just to trail the speed. The 2, Dreamforce, he'll have to do a bit of work from that wide gate, but he gets the 3 kilo claim, and getting back on top of the ground is an obvious bonus for him. The 4, Chandana, very impressive last start win on a good track, won by 3 lengths up there at Wyong. And she was never in any doubt. So she's obviously really switched on since the blinkers have been added to her gear. And the 9, Top Ravine, really big odds, now trained by Matty Dale. Only had the one run for the stable. That was on a soft track at Canterbury. Didn't have a lot of luck either, finishing 4th there. So I've got him down as a potential improver at massive odds. So we'll go 14, 5, 2, 4 and 9. Plenty of value chances if we can get through that first leg.
All right, so that's race six. To race seven, the feature race on Saturday, the Sydney Markets Lord Mayor's Cup over the 2,000 metres. 14 to line up here, as I say, over the 2,000. So how does it set up here, Paul?
Yeah, a bit of speed drawn wide again with top of my list, who led throughout last start to win the JRA plate, and Pornochet, who may press forward from that wide gate as well. Also drawn along the inside, we've got a new Tipperary, who's always in the first few. So we've got enough pace there to move them along at a reasonable tempo, at a slow pace, the other one who was ridden forward last start and turned its form around, winning the Anzac Day Cup. I've gone with four runners, 2, 7, 3, and 4, and I'm backing the 2 Sons of John. You're getting around about $8 with tab.com.au. I think that's a really good price for this Jason Attard-trained six-year-old. He has run third in an Epsom, this galloper, so he's a long way back in grade in the Lord Mayor's Cup on Saturday. And he even has a second to Winx in his resume. In fact, I'd have to go through the records, but I'd have to say out of all Winx's winning spree, Sons of John would have run the closest second to Winx. He was only beaten in a photo in the Theo Marks back about 2 years ago. So let's see if Sons of John can regain some of that form. I think on top of the ground, he'll bounce back. He did run second behind top of my list in the JRA plate last start. So it's not as if he's out of form. He just probably hasn't won for a while since winning the Bill Ritchie on a good track last campaign. So the 2 Sons of John, ready to bounce back in the right race on Saturday. The 7 New Tipperary, I think a good track will be a big plus for him. He's had 6 goes on good tracks for 4 wins. The last time we saw him on a good track, it was here at Rose Hill, and he beat Falkenberg in the Topaz. So New Tipperary, well placed as well. Number 3, Allergic, been racing in very consistent form. Had a little freshen up into this, had a trial. I think he's another one off that soft draw that'll go very close. And the 4 top of my list, I don't think that last start win was a fluke. I know it went around to big odds, but she'd been knocking on the door. She'll put herself in the right spot. So let's give her credit for winning that last start rather than putting it all down to track bias. I'll go 2, 7, 3, and 4 in the Lord Mayor's Cup.
Yeah, we welcome back Glenn Schofield from suspension, or from a break at least anyway, over the last few weeks. And he's there in the Lord Mayor's Cup on your top fancy, Sons of John. To race 8, the Toyota Material Handling Handicap over the 1,200. Canny Essen comes out, and Lord Von Costa will be coming out as well. It's running at Wagga as we record this on Town Plate Day. So at this stage, we're looking at a field of 14 in this race.
Yeah, 14, Andrew, and 9 of those that are remaining I've got down as on-pace runners. So this will be a real pressure affair. Obviously, Sweet Serendipity drawn wide. We know how quick he is out of the gate. He led throughout to win at Doomben last start. So he'll have some work to do to get across. And even though I backed him last time, I'm leaving him out this time. I just think the barrier is going to bring him undone. But funny enough, I've gone with a stablemate at massive odds here, the 15. My numbers 15, 10, 5, and 9. Make sure you jump on and have something each way on the 15 final decision. First up on Saturday, Jason Coyle Stable. It seems he would win with anything at the moment. They just keep winning day after day, especially on these decent Saturday Metrop meetings. And I loved his last trial final decision. It was a 1,200-metre trial. He had them covered a long way from home, and he just ambled through the line. It was one of those trials where if they trial that well, they generally come out and race well. I know he's a horse that gets back. His first up stats aren't outstanding. He's only won 1 from 6. But he performs well on top of the ground. He's going to get a tempo to suit. And I went back and looked at his first up run last prep. He was only a length and a half off Burning Passion and Riker. I don't think there's any Burning Passions in this field. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets up and knocks these off at massive odds. Number 15 final decision on pop to beat the 10 Yuma Desert. Terrific first up run. She'll only improve off that, and she'll appreciate getting back on the dry track. Number 5, Thrill Seeking, another one off the trial. She looked really good. Blake Shin sent her around for a trial win at Randwick leading into this first up run. Nick Haywood jumps on Saturday with a 3-kilo claim, so she gets in well. And the best of the rest, I thought number 9, Wild and Famous. Speaking of trials, this horse doesn't have terrific first up stats either, but he's had 2 trials this time. And in his last trial, he knocked off Redzel, who's a Group 1 performer. I've gone 15, 10, 5 and 9.
Righto, 15 on top there, certainly at big odds. And you're right with Jason Coyle. He's worked really hard to get a team of horses that are up and going, and they all are. And I know talking with him on Wednesday, he was still weighing up whether, in fact, Sweet Serendipity would line from this barrier. I think he was really concerned by it, as you've explained there.
Yeah, exactly, Andrew. There's just so much speed drawn underneath him that even if he does get across to the rail where he loves to be, he's going to spend a lot of gas to get there.
Righto, last leg of the quaddie. We're alive and we're bouncing into this 1,100-metre sprint race. We've got a couple of these returning, Bonnie O'Reilly and L.A. Chevelle. How do you see it?
Yeah, good pace again. Obviously, I've got 4 on-pace runners here, which seem to be Butterboom, Machine Gun Jub, and the horse you just mentioned, L.A. Chevelle, and Magna Joy. So plenty of pace in the race will suit my top pick, number 4, Bonnie O'Reilly. I've gone 4-2, 14 and 5. She's one that I really like, this little mare of Bjorn Baker's. She's lived up to her name. She is a bonny little mare. She's had 6 starts now for 4 wins and 1 second. So she's ultra consistent. She's drawn the perfect soft draw to trail the pace. She's versatile. She can put herself anywhere. And she's had 2 trials into this, and they've typically been spot on by her. She won her last trial and did it easily. So the 4, Bonnie O'Reilly, I think she's a really safe play in the last. The 2, Machine Gun Jubs, another consistent mare, lightly raced, 11 starts, 5 wins. She gets a claim for Blake McDougall. Bit of a tricky gate, but she's another one that can basically put herself wherever she wants to be. So she's got to be a big player in this. The 14 in Times of War, a few punters may be getting a bit shy of her now. She's been a beaten favourite 2 from 2 this prep, but she's only gone down in photo finishes, and I really want to see her ridden off pace. And I think in the big field with a bit of pressure up front, Chris Waller and Brenton Abdullah may put their heads together and just give her a bit of a more quiet run and let her attack the line. She's been up there fighting out the lead and just getting pipped of late. I'd love to see her ridden quiet. She's a very talented filly. And the best of the rest here, I thought number 5, Rolito for the Godolphin team. She's a mare who's drawn poorly. She had a long history for a horse that's only had 7 starts. And when she gets it right, she's extremely good. I just don't think she was suited on that heavy 10 track first up. She got within a length of Sweet Serendipity, so it's still a big run, but I think we'll see a much better horse on top of the ground with a fast pace up front. So I'll close it off, probably the leg I'm most confident with, 4, 2, 14 and 5. So let's hope we're alive coming into that, Andrew.
How much is all this going to cost?
Well, it's going to cost us $32 for 10%. To $16 will get you 5%. And as I said, I'd be shocked if this isn't a very big dividend on Saturday, because I don't think I've seen four such big fields with open racing. And obviously, we're back on top of the ground, so we probably won't get hammered too much by scratchings either.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be one thing that the punters can go through at confidence. All right, so Paul will be back on Saturday morning live between 10 and 10.30, if indeed there is any change to those, but much more information on the morning of the races. But the good news is we're on a good four, and the forecast around Sydney isn't too bad over the next few days. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk to you Saturday.
My absolute pleasure. I'll speak to you then, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for Rosehill Racing on Saturday.